in Parshas Matos, when the halachos of Hagalos Kelim and of Tevilas Kelim are first introduced, we have a little bit of a different narrative. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Elazar Hakohen El Anshe Hatzava Haboim LeMilchamo Zosu Kasatora Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe." So the question is, why is Elazar doing the talking over here? Normally, when dinim are taught, it comes through Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi Hakadosh, sensitive to this nuance, says, you know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, so he made a mistake. That it was hidden from him, these halachas about Hagalas Kelim, how to kasher the utensils that were taken from the Midyanim. And not only is this idea about here where Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset and the halacha eludes him, back in Parshas Shemini, Shenetmar v'yiktzof al Elazar v'al Itamar, when Moshe got angry. So again, same rule, bo lichlal kas, ba lichlal tos. You can get angry, you make a mistake. And a third example, a chazaka, Parshas Matos, Parshas Shemini, back Parshas Korach. No, Chukas. Listen up, you rebels, and you hit the rock. Because he got angry, he made a mistake. And we know the person doesn't think straight when they're angry. What rational thought usually goes out the window. But here we see it's like a built-in rule that if a person gets angry, they will forget. It's not that, oh, it happened to be, because the way Rashi formulates it, it's a rule. Bol lichlal kas, bol lichlal toast. If you get angry, you will be mistaken. You can't concentrate. You can't think straight. It's inevitable. Based upon this, it says in Mesilas Yesharim in chapter 11, the Ramchal writes, Va'omer Shlomo, Pasuk in Koheles, Al tevahil beruchacha lichos ki kas bechik kesilim yanuach. He says, don't your spirit be quick to anger, because anger rests in the lap of fools, right? If we had any common sense, the way Rabbi Yaakov Hillel explains, then we'd know that when we get angry, we lose much more than we gain. V'yomer, and the Pasuk says in Iyov, ki le'evil yaharig ka'as. A fool's killed by his anger. And the famous Gemara in Erevin, Va'omro Zichon Livracha, Beshloshadorim Ha'adam Nikar. There are three ways that you can recognize a person: Bekoso, Bekiso, Uvaka'aso. That a person recognized by his cup, meaning when how he behaves after he's been drinking, he gets drunk. His pocket, what does that mean? The way he deals with tzedakah, in general finances, and by his kas, by his anger. So beautiful insight from the Sefer Ascending the Path, where there were insights into Mesilas Yesharim from Yaakov Hillel. He says, many of us spend our lives performing on a stage of our own making. We show those around us what we want them to see and pretend to be what we're not. But there are times when the pretenses fall away and the truth, flattering or otherwise, comes through. Drink loosens our tongues and we show the feelings and thoughts we would otherwise hide. That's the idea of your kos. Faced with a pinch to our pocket, we can no longer keep up a front, because when our beloved money is concerned, we're incapable of play acting. That's our kis. And when we get angry, the kas, we can lose control altogether. If that should happen, then heaven help us and those around us, because the show is over. That's an interesting way of thinking about it, the danger of getting angry. We put up a facade, but when the anger comes out, we show who we really are. I believe I saw this in one of the Sforim, maybe the Nesiva Shalom, but I don't think it's my own Chiddush. And as the Psukim describe the way of being metahir, the way of purifying and kashering the kelim, the rule is, kol davar asher yavu ba'esh, taviru ba'esh. That if a person had that esh, that fire of kas burning inside of them, so then the teretz is, taviru ba'esh, you have to fight fire with fire, kibolo kach polto, and the esh, the passion, the fire for learning and for davening, that's what will replace and uproot the kas that a person has. Okay. Powerful message from this week's Parsha, the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot and wasn't able to teach the halacha. Elazar had to do it because of the dangers that happens when anybody gets angry, even a Moshe Rabbeinu. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. Have a good Shabbos.